Here's today's In Touch reflection on giving in community.
This month's reflection is based on verses 14 through 21 of Romans chapter 12. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice, and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not be haughty in mind, but associate with the lowly. Do not be wise in your own estimation. Never repay evil for evil to anyone. Respect what is right in the sight of all people. If possible, so far as it depends on you, be at peace with all people. Never take your own revenge, beloved, but leave room for the wrath of God, for it is written, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay," says the Lord. But if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in so doing, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
A lot of us know the story of Ebenezer Scrooge, the cold-hearted miser who hoarded wealth and refused to share with people in need. He's an extreme case, but let's be honest, aren't we all tempted to be a little like him at times? Feeling overextended, tired, or worried about our circumstances, we want to keep our time and resources for ourselves, even though those of us who are believers know we're called to give generously. Despite realizing that all we have is from God and that we are to give because He gave first, we find generosity to be a struggle. It's important to remember that no individual can answer every need, and it's rarely possible for one person to fully address even a single need. But the community of faith can help. By each of us doing our part in answering God's call for generosity, we become more effective at bearing one another's burdens. When we realize those needs aren't ours to handle alone, we'll more likely feel liberated to give what we can, openly, sacrificially, and without shame or resentment. Think about it. What can you share with others? What could you offer that might not have a financial cost?